Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to show you how to profit from your self-appraisal. On the last episode, I showed you the power of self-appraisal. And in a very simple term, what I emphasized was that when you appraise yourself, it reveals your weaknesses so you can correct them. It also reveals your strength so that you can strengthen them. Now, what I want to share with you is how to actually profit from your self-appraisal. Why is important I tell you this is that your self-appraisal doesn't become automatically profitable except you put in certain measures to ensure you are able to take advantage of them. And that is why I want to share with you two critical things you have to do if you must profit from your self-appraisal. Let me just give it to you direct and now take time to explain them one after the other. There are two ways you can profit from self-appraisal, and they are, first, by making amendments based on the result of your appraisal and repairing all the damages that can be repaired. That is by repairing all the repairable damages that you notice. Let me start with the first one. Now, making amendments based on your appraisal comes in this form. When you appraise yourself, like I say, it reveals your weaknesses. You find out that you don't really know how to manage your time. You find out you don't know how to say no. Remember, I also told you in the previous episode of Bridges Step Up that you must learn to say no. There are times you should say no. Now, you are doing self-appraisal for your performance in the last 1 week, 1 month, even 1 day. And you find out that once there are people transfer their irresponsibility to you, they are supposed to do something, they wouldn't do it. But they will say, Nkosi, please help me do this, you drop your work you have to do. You have set a target because you want to maximize your time. You have set a target because you want to attain peak performance and ultimate productivity in your work. That is your goal. It is when you achieve that, you say you have reached your target. However, when people carry their responsibilities, they transfer it to you and you drop your work. Now, when you are appraising yourself, you find out, you don't know how to say no. This is what you do. You make amendments and say, how do I learn to say no? Please, I encourage you, please go to brojo.com/podcast and look for the podcast that is titled Dare to Say No and Handling the Reality of Saying No. These are two things you need to settle down and listen to, and you learn how to say no if that's your problem. Now, that may not be your problem, but what I'm saying is that you settle down and you ask yourself, what exactly was the problem? Where did I make mistakes? You find out in the course of your work, because it's your family member, you didn't give him the terms and conditions you gave others who are not your family members. So he was not clear on the terms of engaging you. He was not clear on the terms of your services. Because he's your pastor, you didn't think you should discuss price. You felt he should understand. Even me, when I was a boy, I used to think you should understand. I'm not an old man. Don't worry. Now, but what I mean is that when I was much younger and very inexperienced, I used to think people should understand. I mean, you should know that you should give me money now. And you should know money that is reasonable. Now, I don't think so. What you should understand, I make sure you understand it by opening my mouth to tell you, bros, pastor, father, mother, brother, this is the cost of your having a website. This is what it will cost me to produce your radio advert. We agree. If I want to give you a discount, I give you a discount, but not that we'll just be working that we understand, or as the spirit leads, if you go to the church. Now, when you find out that that's your problem, you're sitting down and ask yourself, okay, how do I fix this? You make amendments. That's one way to profit from it. And if you find that you couldn't satisfy your customer because you didn't know as much as you should, you also make amendments. There's something I want to tell you about making amendments. Sometimes it calls for learning. Yes. It requires that you settle down and go to take classes. It requires that you settle down and go to learn. It requires that you go and upgrade your skill set. I gave you an example in the previous episode. I started learning how to design website designing brojo.com. That is to say, if you started following brojo.com from 2013 January, you will find that this website has been on constant designing. Well, let me tell you something. Even last night, I was still designing something on it. Anything I want to put on it and I don't know how to do it, I sat down to learn. That also happens when I have to work for clients. So when you find that you have a skill lapse, there are lapses in your skill set that you need to be able to deliver to your client, that you need to be able to perform your own work well in that organization where you work, then settle down to learn. Let me tell you simply, If you're a pastor, for instance, you don't have large congregation, and you know you want to preach and take your message to the whole earth, please go and settle down and learn how to use Adobe Audition. Buy a simple microphone. Learn how to even call me. Let me create a blog for you. Have a simple blog and have email address and Gmail account. You can record your messages, put it up there, write your messages and put it up there. What I'm saying is that you have to go and learn that skill for you to do your work very well. I'm not telling you this because it's theory. As a matter of fact, you don't need a studio to record your message. If you have a studio, that's fantastic. But I can tell you, I'm sitting now on a bed. My laptop is on a bed. My microphone is hanging on a net. And I'm talking. So what I'm saying is that if you feel you have to preach and you don't know how to use this basic device, you should settle down and go and learn it. The same thing applies to your mass communications who want to do radio broadcasting. Ask yourself, what are the skills I need to be able to deliver my work well? There are certain things you can ask people to do for you. There are things that if you know how to do for yourself, it makes the work easier. There are certain things you can't outsource. People may not be able to translate what you have in your head into what you want. So go down and learn. It takes learning to be able to make that amendment. Do you understand what I'm saying? And please, very sincere with yourself. I say if your self-appraisal is not sincere, you will not be able to see the flaws in your from your own side. You keep thinking that it's the other person's fault. It's because he didn't do his own part. You know, you keep looking at it from that angle. For me, I have found that this is 2016 December. I know I cannot marry today. Do you know why? There are things I need to learn about women and relationship I've not learned. Until I learn them, even if I have all the money in the whole world, I cannot go to marry. Why am I saying this? I've appraised my relationship with close and distant female friends, and I found that these are things I still don't know about them, and I need to go and learn them. Then the second thing is that you have to repair damages, and this calls for humility. You need to acknowledge the fact that you actually did wrong. You need to acknowledge the fact that you did wrong to her. That is why you people broke up. You need to acknowledge that you are the person that offended your boss. That's why you were sacked. You need to acknowledge the fact that you didn't do the work as you should. That is why they refused to renew your contract. Therefore, go and ask them, please, can I do this work better? Can I give you a cleaner work? You did very poor work for somebody and the person is angry with you and the person has even abandoned, he doesn't want to use it. Go back to the person and say, please, I want to redo the work. I've improved on my skill set. I think I found out where I made mistake. Please let me do it. And don't charge them extra money. Even if you have to charge extra money, just beg them, please, can you help me with this small money? It shouldn't be money to eat, though. Just money to cover the cost of having to make that repay. When you can do that, you renew your relationship with the people and you're able to deliver good work. Then when God looks from heaven, he says, this guy, now my guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you are not acting like your father. You come with humility to deliver the excellence of God in your work, to deliver the excellence of God in the jobs you do. I hope you understand my point. Therefore, what I'm saying in essence is this: you need to go in humility to the mistakes you have made and say, how do I correct these mistakes? How do I make them better? How do I apologize for my mistakes? How do I repair the damages that my mistakes, my negligence, my stealing, my inconsistency, my lies, and whatever thing I have done may have caused? It requires humility to do that. What's the point I've made today? Profiting from self-appraisal is not automatic. There are two critical things you have to do to profit. And number one is to make amendments, having found out your flaws and your strength. Number two is to repair any damage you may have done. And I say making amendments sometimes calls for learning and acquiring new skills. Please go for it. No matter what it costs, it will pay back. And repairing damages takes humility. No matter what it takes you to become humble, please be humble. Go back and repair. Go back and apologize. Go back and repair whatever thing you may have destroyed in your previous work. I say to restore a good relationship with you and the person, and God in heaven will be happy with you.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.